Boomer in the Morning with Ryan Pinder on Sportsnet 960.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52, lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
Shaw Charity Classic.
And in my car, the country wine.
No one's going to want to hear it, but isn't the weather supposed to be straight? Crop. Nice today, and then toilet. What we got today? 27 degrees by mid-afternoon. Nice. Thursday. Oh, this 24 degrees, mostly cloudy, turning to showers at night.
Showers at night, that's fine.
Friday, overcast, cool,
nope.
Showers.
Not good.
Saturday,
cloudy showers.
Cloudy showers.
Sunday,
showers and a thunderstorm.
High of 10.
Yeah.
Welcome to Canadian summer, guys.
I guess. This Canadian summer, anyway.
Well, it's too bad. We had so much nice weather at different times of summer, and then the two major marquee golf tournaments. Meh. I mean, hopefully the five-day forecast changes here, but the CP Women's Open got bad weather, and now we're staring at similar sort of stuff.
Yeah. You know where it's nice? Mexico.
Yes. No it's concern about weather there.
Always nice in Mexico, and we're headed back this coming November, and we want you to come along with us. Sportsnet 960 New West Travel present Boomer, Warner, and Pinder live on location in Mexico. We are going the week of November 20th to 27th. We want you to take out your credit card, get a hold of New West Travel, and just purchase a spot. Come on. Round trip, economy, airfare with Transat Holidays, 7 nights at the Malia, Puerto Vallarta. Your food, your booze, your lodging, the events that will be... if you want to get up and come watch us do the show, because we will be doing that, that's fine. Like I said, last year we went, there was quite a few people on the Monday, and then a few on the Tuesday, and then by Wednesday it was like...
I'm done watching these chops.
What am I getting out of bed for this? So again, that's totally optional, but what would you go website, sportsnet.ca/960, go to the events page, details there. New West has different packages available, single, double, triple occupancy, quad, however you want to work it. They have kids prices there, which are pretty affordable as well. So, hey,
nice price point.
We don't hate kids. Just our own.
Right.
Why do you hate kids?
So I recall last year one of the highlights being a heckler during a wedding ceremony. Is there anything that's going to be able to top that? Refresh our memories, because I wasn't there.
Here's the thing. There's some things in life that just give you that D-chill.
Oh, yeah.
When it's just like, oh, like when you would watch The British Office or just different things, like, oh, it's so cringy.
Yeah.
This was so real life cringy. There was one guy on the trip. And he kind of got under Warner's skin day one.
I know.
It was a lot of, hey, buddy, hey, hey, you and me, pal, hey.
Woo!
And he's like cracking him on the shoulder and punching him on the shoulder. And of course, Rhett has bad shoulders. Mm. And it had the one time, it had happened two or three times, and I knew this was not going well. The third time it happened, Rhett walked up to me like I needed to know, but he just informed me, if he does that one more time, I'm getting on a plane and I'm going home.
Surprised the headbutt wasn't in order.
Yeah, no, he was just going to leave. Same guy who enjoyed the all-inclusive booze and took advantage. There was a beach wedding. And where, where the resort is, it's obviously you take stairs to go down to the beach by the ocean, and there's a just kind of the walking area where there's a banister and you can look out over top. Bride, groom, family, they have all the draping set up. It's a very beautiful scene. When Sir drinks a lot, hangs over the banister and yells, "Hey, nice ass!" Oh, it was so bad.
It's my special day. No one's going to ruin anything. I look beautiful. I've been working out for 6 months. He looks good. Everyone got here safe. The dinner's going to be great.
Hey, nice ass!
Oh.
Perfect day ruined.
Yeah, like 20 years, 20-year anniversary. Oh, you guys have made it. You've really made it. 20 years. Remember on your wedding day? Yeah, I remember. Not the ring, not the kiss, not the dress. The drunkard up on the boulevard yelling down, nice A. So none of that will happen on this trip, I can assure you, because it's New West Travel hooking up with us for this. Now, again, we cut short cleaning it up a little bit because we got to Jesper Parnevik. There were a couple other things that I wanted to get to. One of them here, I'll just kind of dig it up very quickly. The competitive eating thing, it disgusts people. A new one came up. Actually, let me do this here just so I have my internet. It's usually what, hot dogs? A lot of people, it's hot dogs or whatever. When you go to an IHOP or you go to a breakfast spot, if you were to sit down and crush, say, let's assume like you're starving. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've been up all night on a bender, maybe whatever, but you're, I'm starving.
I'm going to eat the largest plate of food possible.
Yeah. But if you ordered just pancakes, how many pancakes, like if you got a stack?
Ah, yes.
Is it 8:15?
Son of a... You're going to just plow pancakes. How many pancakes are you going to be able to hammer in a setting?
Whew. See, I don't know that I've ever tried, but I would think like a dozen would be a reasonable number. You could probably... 10 to 15 would be a number that's not crazy, right?
See, because I can't do that. No. I don't know what it is.
Well, how big are they? I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, when it's a stack of dough, I like four for me. Like that's it.
Yeah. If they're the really big ones, I'm with you. Yeah.
Like Matt, guy by the name of Matt Stoney, he's a competitive eater. Now, he was very disappointed because he lost in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on July 4th. He had just 52 hot dogs compared to Joey Chestnut's 70. So, I mean, he was embarrassed. But he went out and grabbed a world record of his own in a pancake eating contest. Now, these pancakes are, how big is, like, for frame of reference, what can we compare that to? It's
appetizer plate, not a dinner plate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
salad plate size.
Yeah. If you bought a can of coffee and took the plastic lid off of it.
A little bigger.
About that size.
Big one. The fire hall size one. Yeah.
In 8 minutes, dude housed 113 pancakes.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Now, I don't know that there was syrup. I'm guessing they're like gross.
Think about just the doughy inside of that human for the next 3 days.
Ugh. Like, I always think about when you're eating in a competitive fashion, that food is going somewhere. It's not like you're Penn and Teller and you're hiding it in your shirt pocket. It's going in your stomach.
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto.
Right? You don't have a top hat and a magic wand that you're like, poof.
Another dozen are gone.
Think of what that 113 pancakes would look like on a tabletop. And then smush it into a ball and fire it if you were going to have like a C-section and then jam that into your gut and sew yourself back up. How is that even humanly possible?
There's got to be some major damage being done. your organs are all just suddenly dealing with a massive new roommate.
Yeah.
And squeezed.
And much like how it's going in, it's coming out.
Mm.
At least most of it. So I don't know if I'm disgusted or incredibly impressed, but 113 Both? Pancakes in 8 minutes. Well done, sir. The other thing I wanted to get to you. Have you ever...
You got a look on your face here.
No, I'm just trying to think of how to set this up. When you go to a concert, are you a big... Like, are you a singer? Do you like to... Like, if it's a great song, and you're like, yeah, this is one of my favorite songs. And
if
you're
I
like,
know the words and the crowd's into it, I'll sing, yeah.
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 So, too, apparently, is Jakub Voracek of the Philadelphia Flyers, who we're finding out by way of his own Twitter that he's a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I don't know when this was. I didn't do the homework on it. It could have been last night. I don't care. It was at MetLife Stadium because you can see it in the background.
The boss.
But there's a video of Voracek recording himself, a lady friend, and then Radko Gudas, who are clearly at a Springsteen show. And Voracek, as you're about to hear, huge fan, but awful singer. Wait for it.
Oof. Wow.
I'm going to guess he may not have 113 pancakes in the belly. There might be about a baker's dozen Bud Light.
41 Coors Light.
You know what I'm saying? Looked like a good show, though.
Got a good day job. I don't know that he's going to be releasing an album anytime soon like Theo.
You can go to Voracek's Twitter page.
If you need more of that,
if you need more of that,
for more of that,
or at the very least, you can see the video. The girl's like, and Gudas is like, yeah, all right, this is good.
He paid for the tickets. That's fine. He can sing.
And Voracek is up to the gills.
Baby, we were born to run.
It's the greatest night of my life.
Run. There's off key, and then there's accent. It's gross.
Text line, boom, be nice. That's greased up singing. I'm aware of that.
Oh, for sure it is.
I mean, yes.
But there's no problem with greased up singing. Why would you release your video of yourself singing greased up?
Yeah. I had 41 Coors Lights.
Like, whatever you do, don't ever...
Pain.
You know?
Let that breathe. Come on.
Take me out to the ball game.
That's greased up.
That's rough.
821 Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Since Warner gets 4 months off every summer, we have to change the name of the show for a while. Thanks, Rhett. Nice effort. Boomer in the Morning with Ryan Pinder. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Some sad alone.
So Jason, this was in your 10-year-old music rotation?
Definitely. 10, maybe 12? 10, 12.
We were doing the President's United States of America. It's like, well, how many songs can we do? Well, there's...
Lump and Peaches.
And then, I guess, kind of Dune Buggy. And then they remade... Video Killed the Radio Star, and then Jason says, well, you know, I'm quite familiar with the Weird Al remake of Lump called Gump.
Run,
Forrest, run.
It's so stupid.
stop.
All right. He's Kerr. He's Kerr. He joins us right now. Good morning, Rob.
Oh, I'm a little confused. So, President of the United States or the Artist of the Day, or is Weird Al the Artist of the Day?
How can you be confused? Boomer just laid it out for you.
Yeah,
so
it's
brilliant.
Very clear, right? Come on now.
No, it still doesn't make sense. First of all, congratulations for coming back to work. Because I had you coming back in the pool. Not everybody did, but I'm glad my faith paid off that, you know, you decided to show back up for your own show.
The work pool or the death pool? Where'd you have him? You had him coming back.
I'm sorry, this was just in whether or not he would come back pool. That the other pool.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, no, no.
Still
yeah.
not a bad hold now.
Everyone's still in that
it's
one.
It's a keeper one. That's
yeah.
not a bad
yeah.
pick.
Yeah, that's a keeper league for sure. Did the Presidents of the United States not do the theme to the Drew Carey show too?
Whoa.
Well,
I gotta Google that.
Oh, Cleveland Rocks.
Cleveland Rocks? Mm.
They did Cleveland Rocks.
Well,
I believe.
I know what we'll be playing next then. Unless yeah. Weird Al is the artist, because then we wouldn't.
Has Weird Al ever been the artist?
I think we did once.
Yeah.
I just so dislike Weird Al.
What? No, don't say that.
I went through that
awkward phase of you don't understand him. Like you dismiss him because you don't understand the brilliance of
he's a genius.
Weird Al.
Yeah.
A genius, absolutely. Yeah.
You don't get him, man.
He's too deep for you.
Imitation's the most sincere form of flattery, man.
Right, right. Yeah.
So sing any genre.
I went through that period of everything he touched turned to gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was really, and still is, truly one of a kind. I mean, well, what other artist would you compare to Weird Al?
Yeah, he's in a class by himself.
But it's kind of like Carrot Head being compared to someone. I don't know if that's a good thing. He's got his own class too, right?
Well, no, because I think Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, that's the guy.
Carrot Head is.
It's his brother.
Carrot Top is a prop comic.
That's trouble. It's going to be rewinded and played over again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
As soon as you said Carrot Head, all I could hear was Jay laughing in my headset.
Yeah,
we're
an amazing bunch. It doesn't. Here we are talking about one of the great satirists of all time in Weird Al. Yet in our business, nothing makes us laugh more than the slip of the tongue, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
There is a Peter Klein update yesterday that somehow started off that the Carolina Hurricanes re-signed Eric Francis for 3 years, but. You know,
and of course,
we giggle like school children, right? We love that part. But the brilliance of Al, of Weird Al, or as we like to call him, Al.
Yeah.
It's lost.
Just
on
Al,
you.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah, just Al. Yeah, we just call him Al.
Alan Yankovic.
Al Yankovic. Yeah.
All right. Here's. We went through the Flames roster this morning as far as what the team could look like. Let's take away. Any injuries that could happen, presumably opening night, what the team will look like, all of that. And how does Chris Higgins factor in? What does he need to do to factor in? Why was he invited? And you're thinking, competition's always good.
Yep.
But I feel like there's a real chance he could make this team based on how many bodies were either not re-signed or traded or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think this is, you know, PTOs are going to be a huge topic league-wide because of the World Cup. I think there's going to be a ton of them. I think there's a lot of guys out there, and I think that's going to be a big topic. I think it's a little different for the Flames because they're not sending a ton of bodies to the World Cup, right? So they're going to have a lot of guys except for, you know, three critical forwards, essentially, you know, but his PTO is different. And I think there's two things that go to work with this. Yet another player with a connection to the coach, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's not accidental. I mean, Steve Bajan made this team after not playing in the National Hockey League for a number of years because he had a connection to the coach.
Blair Jones was brought in, huh?
How was Blair connected to?
He was
connected to the GM, was he not?
Well, he was
in the GM's former club. I don't remember Blair being connected to Hartley, was he?
Blair was pre-Hartley. Brent Sutter.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So there you go. This is a long-held tradition of having connections to former players.
But you look at Willie Desjardins in Vancouver. He brought in Medicine Hat Tiger guys. It happens.
It's not uncommon. So there's that one connection. And to your original point, I look at this club right now, and as I see it, Chris Higgins' future with Calgary is dependent upon the prospects of this team and the young guys of this team. And, you know, he's departed now, but is there a Josh Juris story in this camp? Is there somebody we have not paid much attention to or written off already that's going to come into camp and kick the door down? You hope for that. That's what you're always hoping for.
Well, you mentioned his name. Let me jump in. Why are you inviting Chris Higgins when you could have kept Josh Juris?
Good question. Other than, you know, at this point, you know, you're not tied to Higgins at all, right? Yeah. You haven't given Higgins a contract.
Right,
it's up to him to earn it. Josh Juris wasn't going to come to camp on a PTO after he got a deal, right?
Those ARB rights were scary too, right? That's why he's not around.
Yeah. Part of it, for sure.
But
we're going to talk to Chris. He's going to come on this afternoon.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about, you know, the opportunities that were out there for him. But, I said it yesterday, and I'll repeat it here. To me, I want this story to end one way, and that is, you know, here we are in the second week of October going, they've got to sign Chris Higgins. He's demonstrated, you know, he deserves to be here. Not unlike, I think Brendan Morrison's probably the best example of this for me. He had the great camp in Vancouver, and the Calgary signed him.
Yeah.
You know, he was useful. He was really useful. That's good. You can do that. But what I don't want to be, you know, is sitting in a situation in the second week of October going, well, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. You know, do they really have any other options? You need your PTO guys to come in and kick your door down.
Go ahead. I was going to say, there will be some that will say, well, if he comes in and plays well enough and earns a spot, that's an indictment of your team. Well, I mean, that's fair. Yes. I guess if he's better than everybody else, you can then point the finger and say, well, should he be better than everyone else?
But is it? I mean, is it an? Yeah, I guess it is an indictment of your team. But your team's already come out and said you're not strong enough on the wing.
Yeah,
right. You want to improve on the wing, and again, I no disrespect to the topic, and no disrespect to you bringing up the topic, but I think this is more of a mechanical thing that you do as an organization in the off season. I would hope that Chris Higgins and signing Chris Higgins is not the biggest story of their training camp.
No, clearly not.
If it is, then you haven't done your job, as a general manager.
Yeah, on August 31st, just as we look at this and people are like, why would they do
100%. Well, but do you think they're done?
No, before we move forward, I just want to talk specifically about this, because for a long time, there were a lot of names that we talked about, whether it was a Bill Arnold or whom, you know, whomever.
Yeah.
Right now, we kind of have in ink Chiasson, Shinkarik, Tkachuk, perhaps. We know Bolig is still there. Lyndon Vay. Who does he have to be literally better than to be in that spot where it's like, geez, they may have to sign him? It's not a dogfight.
No, I mean, he could, you know, I there's a couple names you brought up there. Is Hunter Shinkarik ready?
Right.
Right. You know, is Lyndon, you know, again, part of this summer, one of the takeaway for me is the fact that Lyndon Vay is on a two-way contract.
Yeah.
You know, I think you start going down that list, you know, is Brandon Bolig on the last year of his deal necessarily, based on history, is he necessarily safe?
Yeah, I'm with you there too. I think in the final year, you can start to take the appropriate measures.
But I am more fascinated by, here we are talking about Chris Higgins, but is Chris Higgins the only one? And I don't think he will be. I would be surprised if there's not a defenseman brought in on a PTO, and it would not surprise me to see another forward come in on a PTO.
Yeah.
I don't think you need it. And in terms of up front, in the back end, that we had this conversation before, you know, are they done?
No.
Traditionally, you're done by this point, right? I mean, are you going out and signing somebody? I thought it was interesting, and maybe I'm diverting from what you're trying to talk about, but I found it interesting that yesterday there was a handful of PTOs, and then Dominic Moore gets a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Like, this is the part of the season that kind of always intrigues me. If everybody else is signing PTOs, why is a 36-year-old forward getting a one-year deal in Boston? Right?
Well, you know, there will be some guys
always are
that are sitting there right now and saying, I'm not yet ready to accept a PTO.
Right.
I'm going to hold out for another week because right. there might be a team that will say, okay, we'll give you the 1 year, $1 million deal.
And they probably have agents, and I'm not, you know, trying to run agents down, but there's probably some players out there who've been told by their advisors that, you know, just hold on. They're trying to do something. If Team X can get rid of this player, then they'll sign you, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's probably been some of those conversations, which brings me back to that point is, you know, are the Flames done? Are we done seeing transactions? Are we done seeing, you know, moves? I'm not sure who's left out there to sign. I know that, you know, Rob Volman from Hockey Abstract was beating the drum really hard for Brandon Peary and Jonas Enroth last week, not for Calgary, but just in general, yeah. and they both got signed. I don't know who's left out there that were, I guess Chris Russell, right?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, is he coming back here? Do you get that gut?
I think so.
The longer
I
you wait, so. The more you think that's realistic?
I think so. I think it's probably, you know, it's as good an it's as good a chance he's going to land here as he's going to land anywhere, don't you think?
Well, he'd like to be here. I just don't know what the team's appetite is. That's what I'm asking.
Well, and that's where I think, you know, technically, and I'm not sure they would appreciate this word, but technically, aren't we into that phase of grinding a guy down now?
Well,
or you're waiting for money to get cleared out.
Yeah, or is the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, handshake deal done? And as soon as we get Johnny done, damn it, then yeah, we'll do that too.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. Let's frame it that way because, you know, just sitting here saying, well, you know, we'll wait till tomorrow to see how this is going to go, assuming that the contract. Yeah, you're in the world that. That is the sun came up in today. You're probably right,
and I'm sure it's one of those things. And hey, if someone comes through and blows your door off with a huge offer, then
come back, circle back.
Then
we're here, yeah.
If we can't do it, then good luck to you. But
It seems too
coincidental. Now it may not.
So what is there any scenario in which he ends up on a PTO somewhere?
Not if he's got a deal with Calgary. I just wonder, I think there's a lot of arrows pointing that he'll be back. I'm a little disappointed, not because of what Russell is, but because, okay, what does that do for the possibility of bringing back Knocklittle, who looked pretty good? What does that do for the possibility of Tyler Wotherspoon getting a crack with the coach?
Slow down there, champ. How good did Knocklittle really look, right? We're talking about a non-playoff team, and we're talking about his prominent games played after they were eliminated. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I think he probably looked better than Chris Higgins did in Vancouver.
Yeah, I had no doubt about it. And if he came back, I wouldn't sit here and rail against it. But
right.
I'm, if you're asking me if I'm going to take Chris Russell or Knocklittle, my choice is really easy there.
No, but I'm asking you to balance a budget. That's what I'm saying. You're going to bring a guy
exactly
in close to league minimum.
100%. But all things being equal, take Chris Russell out of the equation, can they go to camp right now with what they have on the back end?
They've got six guys under contract, plus Schmid and some kids that have been knocking on the door for a couple of years.
Now, does that six include Wotherspoon?
No.
Okay.
I'm not
judging one way or the other. I'm just saying what real situation are they in right now? And that's why I go back to the PTO.
Gio Brody.
Not surprise me. Go ahead.
Gio Brody, Yoki Paakka, Hamilton, Englund, and Weidman. That's six guys.
And what's Yoki Paakka's health right now?
I don't know. Is it better than Schmid's?
My question there is, is he going to be ready to start the season, right? Because isn't there some... He's not playing in the World Cup now, isn't he?
I know nothing.
Okay.
Jay, can you grab that, please? And from what I'm kind of led to believe, I don't know that Schmid plays again. He's another year older.
Exactly.
And
but if they went without signing Russell right now, without adding anything else, they can feel the team.
Sure.
Right.
But I'm with you 100%. Perfect world. They sign a defenseman. They get some PTO action going. And I think that might be what it is. I think there's probably a couple guys out there that are maybe if I hold out long enough, I can get that guaranteed one-way deal as opposed to a PTO. Because right now, like you say, if there's an injury at all, Wotherspoon and Kulak, they're the only options to me.
You're 100% right. You're absolutely right. You know.
So the question is where did all this depth go, right? Because it feels thin all of a sudden.
Apparently, the Emperor had no clothes.
Yeah.
right? Because all of his depth for the last couple of years, you know, I know one guy on this station who's probably been championing that, you know, how far they've come in terms of adding depth to the organization. But clearly that was not, and that was me, by the way, that was clearly not necessarily the same opinion held by hockey operations. We saw that with kind of the shedding of all the players that they did this year. Yes, they were drafted or, you know, acquired, and yes, they played, and a couple of them got chances, but clearly they weren't really prospects, right?
Yeah, they added Colburn in trade. They turn him into an NHL guy, part ways. Juris, they sign as a free agent, turns into a guy, they part ways. They draft Oreo, it takes a while, they develop him, they part ways. So
yeah,
there was some depth, but was it good depth, I suppose?
And that's clearly they judged it to be not.
Because the other side, like I say, oh, where's that depth go? Now, we could be sitting here and looking at Mason Raymond being an option as the second line left winger again. And we could be looking at Joe Colburn and expecting him to score 20 again on the right side. I'm more content with this, to be honest. I'm happier with this.
Yeah.
Because you would have a hard time convincing me that Mason Raymond would suddenly be ready, and you'd have as tough a time convincing me that over 82, that Joe Colburn was going to replicate.
In many ways, it really represents, to your point, it kind of represents the intellectual honesty that Jay Feaster always talked about, didn't it?
I guess.
They are what they are. They're, you know, we're moving on. And that's back to where I jumped all over Ryan for no apparent reason. You know, the Nikladals and there's a lot of players that I think, when you're not a playoff team and when you're not playing meaningful games, you know, I look at a lot of players and I go, well, are they NHLers? Yeah, they're NHLers on a sub-500 team. But are they NHLers on a champion? And maybe the championship team thing is, you know, changing. You look at some of the guys that played fourth line for Pittsburgh. I don't know if, you know, if all of those guys are going to be everyday NHLers moving forward. But for the most part, you know, you need quality depth to do anything in this league. And I think what we saw from the Flames in terms of shedding some of those contracts is they didn't feel their depth was quality.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think it's 100% fair.
Well, and they also didn't want to pay guys that had coming on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just paying guys because you're good.
Or because you got
you're nice.
Yeah.
Or you're No, there's that business component too. But I always go back to, you know, Greg Nemeth kind of got an extra year, right? Some of these guys coming out of their entry levels.
Yeah.
They got extra years. I mean, Ryan, you know this better than anybody. You know, there were some guys that I think everybody knew what Greg Nemeth was, but he's a nice guy, so we'll give him one more year. They didn't do that this time.
Or he's a winner, Rob. Two Memorial Cups.
Yeah. Or where he was drafted bought him another year of time.
Exactly. Right. So. Right. Right.
Now you mentioned Chris Higgins, what, 2:45 this afternoon?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Sure.
It kind of sent me for a loop this morning, Kerr. I was looking back. Oh, yeah, because, of course, it was back in 09-10 when that trade went down and that. And I remember Higgins showed up and he sat down with you and I in the hot stove. And I remember him saying, no, I really don't know a whole lot about Calgary. I've been in the East the whole time. And it's like, that does not seem to me like that long ago. And then it's like, ooh, that was
six
7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And it's weird, eh? Because I thought, you know, at that time with that team, he was a little bit of exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
Now, I know he didn't put up big numbers, and I think he got hurt for a bit there, but I know Brent loved him, right?
Yeah, he did.
And I think you and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think at the end of the year, you and I were kind of going, well, this is a guy you definitely want to bring back.
Yeah, and they definitely did. I know they made an offer.
Yeah.
And he elected to go to...
But that's the danger of this business, right? Like, you know, when they signed Chris Higgins. Oh, he's terrific. He did this, he did that, you know, in brief time. But that brief time was 7 years ago now?
Yeah.
He's 33.
Yeah.
How old was Glenn Cross?
Yeah.
Well, that's to me, all of this comes back to Curtis Glenn Cross. You know, a year ago, it was, well, what do you mean he doesn't have a deal? Well, he'll get something. And now that guy's retired. That just changed the game in many ways for me. You know, and how you look at these things. And, you know, if Chris Higgins doesn't catch on here in Calgary, where's his opportunities going to come, right? Like, how many of these PTO guys are actually going to stick? How many of these guys are just Bubba, Anders Ericsson, or just bring, you know, Vancouver's famous for that, right? Just bringing in bodies so they could play road games in the preseason so they could meet the minimum requirement.
Yeah.
How many of these guys are actually going, you know, what, Scotty Upshaw won a deal last year, Schlemko, Stempniak. There was a handful of guys that did it. But this year, because of the World Cup, there's going to be a ton of these.
Yep.
Is James Wisniewski actually going to make the Tampa Bay Lightning? Is Rafi Torres going to make that Carolina Hurricane team?
Preston Toronto.
Yeah. There's another one, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a whole raft of them still to come.
Well, if I'm not sleeping or doing something that I find at all interesting, I'll be sure to listen at 2:45.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but even if you miss it, you could always go back and listen to it on demand or in podcast form. Because we have that option.
That is great news.
Yeah. Because that's how, I got to be honest with you, that's how I heard Erica Weeb yesterday.
There you go.
I went back and I listened to it.
Good.
She wore the pheasant sweater.
She wore the pheasant sweater, and then the pheasant sweater tweeted about that, which is, isn't that breaking some sort of rule?
It's a morning thing.
Confidentiality thing.
Morning show thing.
No, that's social media. It's everywhere. It's huge.
Is it? I must look into it.
Thank you, Rob.
No, thank you for your bravery and your sacrifice and your service by coming back and working here in August.
Bless your heart.
Stand for the anthem.
Well, somebody should.
Yeah. Bye, Rob.
Gentlemen, bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye. 8:47.
Bye. Easy there, champ.
Now, Jay, you had the ticker going. How many new soundbite slash drops did we get in that interview?
Now, we had Carrot Head, which I love.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's like Carrot Head there. When it... What?
Carrot Head.
Close. You know, Carrot Head.
We had the...
Carrot Top.
Slow down.
Easy there, champ.
Slow down there, Junior.
Junior.
Champ.
Pull up a chair and have a little listen.
Kiddo.
Son.
And then, of course, we had Ryan Pinder.
I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Well, this Yogi Packa stuff. I mean, read an article that was published yesterday saying they're expecting him with Team Finland. Have I missed something?
Well, and
he had hip surgery way back in the offseason?
I've been away. It's hard to keep.
I've not been up on my Team Finland news, apparently.
8:48. You just never know. Imagine what could happen in the next segment. A little what you want to talk about coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning with Ryan Pinder. Sportsnet 960.
Hey. 3-4! 3-4!
Kind of like Carrot Head being compared to someone.
3-4! Slow down there, champ.
All this energy calling me.
I know nothing.
Back where it comes from.
Wow. One segment?
I know nothing.
Mind that kind of gold? So this is, in fact, the President of the United States of America?
Yeah.
Sure.
How about that? Can you do six songs of these guys?
Well, you did do a Weird Al.
What? It is 8:54. That was tremendous. Again, 2:45 this afternoon, the afternoon show, the big show. Rob Kerr will be chatting with Chris Higgins as he is looking to make his second tour of duty as a member of the Flames. And I'm sure the debate will rage as to what that means. The time now is time. For whatcha wanna.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Enjoy the summer clear out sales event. Receive 0% for up to 84 months and employee pricing. Jeep start at $15,997. Go to varsitychrysler.com.
960-960, our fan feedback line.
Carrot Head.
Did Kerr just lie to you guys? The podcast of Erica Weeb interview wasn't up yesterday, and he said he listened to it on the podcast. I think we may have caught him in a bit of a white lie there.
Now, he may have been referencing a podcast when he just listened off the computers.
Listened off the computers.
Got it in a folder here that wasn't on the internet.
Yeah. listening to Kerr in the morning makes him sound knowledgeable. Then you hear him with Pat and he's off the deep end. I don't know if that's accurate.
One man's take.
How many of you professional talkers are going to continue to say, see, that's good. Guy is ripping us on how we say things. And how many of you professional talkers are going to continue saying Vancouver? Come on, guys. Stop. Like, you know what you are? You're the reason the internet stinks. You're the reason Twitter and stuff, it's awful. You're a scourge. You're sitting there and you had to text that in twice. I saw the first one and you texted it again because apparently we're saying Vancouver instead of Vancouver. Please.
It's a big burr under the saddle.
Take a deep breath. Here's the thing. I hope that's the worst part of your day.
That's our worst text of the day so far.
Good heavens. What is Rob Kerr's favorite nursery rhyme? Ba 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 black sheep. I don't know if that's a
Spoon getting a crack.
I love the Drew Carey show. Drew Carey's funny laugh. Do you think the Flames could trade Johnny for Malkin? Would it be a good trade?
No.
I wonder if you could do that trade.
No.
Could you, though?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
No, 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 no.
No.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
So you gurus are suggesting the Flames should sign more old plugs and clog the prospect lines. No,
this is what I'm railing against.
No, you dope. No. What I'm saying is that because of the depth right now, there's a shot he could earn a job because there's not enough legitimate guys to get it to, like,
P.S. Yeah. A PTO doesn't clog. You cut them loose. No,
jeez.
Listen, if you're talking about signing Russell, that is what he's referencing. If you're talking about a PTO to Higgins, that's totally different.
Is Russell an old plug?
Is he a young up and coming?
Well, but is he an old plug?
No.
You're
he's
being
getting close.
Just stop.
Well, look, he's a free agent this summer. That was supposed to be his big payday. Where's he at?
That doesn't make him an old, like when you think
no,
old plug.
What I'm saying is it's more similar to what we saw with Curtis Glenn Cross last offseason than it is to
someone
getting paid. Well, no, but what I'm saying it's you're closer to the end of the line than the beginning.
I understand. I'm just, you know what I'm, it's just, eat it. Hey. I'm a big fan of Dwayne the Stone Johnson signed Ryan Pinder. I bet that guy is from Edmonton.
I know nothing.
Did you guys hear Eric Francis got signed by Carolina? We kind of need that.
We talked about it.
Darn it. Where was it here? I wanted to get something here. Why don't the Oilers take a run at Russell? Mickey Head is my favorite Disney character. Well, it wouldn't be Mickey Head. It'd be like Mickey Rat.
Slow down there, champ.
Pinder, do I take Gurley at 3 or stick with a wide receiver at 3?
You'd be happy with either. That third receiver is going to be good. So is Gurley. Kind of depends on what you've got otherwise, keeper-wise, or your preference the rest of the way. What are you taking in round 2? Where do you pick?
Can you ask the stoner behind the board whether today's podcast of the Kerr segment will be uploaded?
I'll do that for you. Hey, Jay, is the Kerr segment of the morning show going to be up podcasted later
today?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
And you can lie and say you listen to it.
Right. Boomer, can you do the show and then listen to it for me? You know I can't do that. We've discussed that. My daughter Ava lets me listen now since your shout out yesterday. She wants to know why today's what you want to talk about is so awful. I'm sorry, Ava. It's up to you guys.
Usually this awful, Ava. Sorry about cleaning it up today. That might have been a little too racy for you.
Do. Kerr's favorite song is Ba 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 Barbara Ann.
Ba Ba Ba.
Right. We drink this. Kerr. It was Kerr saying Vancouver. Apologies for the second text, signed the Scourge. Well, you're welcome. All right, thank you. Thank you for listening. Can I get a deck of laughs, please? Boomer, are you the goalie robber from Russell, Manitoba?
You bet. You too. You thanks.
Have you seen that video?
Is that in Manitoba?
That is like...
It's phenomenal.
That's 20 minutes from my hometown. That's basically... That's where I'm from.
It's making a little more sense now.
That's where I am from. That's me. Shout out to the combine crew at Amanda that pulled an all-lighter to get the crop in. Well done. Break out the rye, boys. Break out the rye.
I've heard to drink today.
Prospects bring... If they bring back that dope, Chris Russell, and play him, I am packing my S, and I'm out of here. I see.
Sounds familiar.
Another person had suggested that if Russell comes back, they're done. They just wouldn't be able to. And I'm getting out of town.
The temperature's changed a bit on him, because I've sort of been in the same spot for a year and was heavily criticized. I'm seeing more in support of my view that don't know how much help that gives you.
Yeah. I'm driving by your studio in about 2 minutes. Can you please send Pinder out front to wave at me?
What are you driving?
Is he just going to stand there and wave at everybody? How's he going to know it's you?
How long ago was that text sent? Should I be out there now?
Kerr's favorite song is Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba.
The time's never...
Any idea what a PTO would pay? I think it's room board.
Yeah. Tens of thousands
per diem,
if that.
Right? Like they're not getting, like it's a small little salary, right? What's new in the sports world today? Signed 859 guy. I saw Jerry Steinberg do stand up one time. Signed Ryan Pinder.
I did see him. He was funny.
All right, I'm gonna wrap this up. We need one good one. Russell is awesome. Screw the haters. Russell's all right. I don't mind Russell. Go to the Russell Inn.
Russell, Manitoba.
Little chicken chef.
Isn't that where the robbery happened?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Tie-ins.
Yes. Pinder, are you worried about the Flames not signing Joshua Gaudreau?
I'm Carrot Head was more my concern.
Carrot Head's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Boom, come on out to the ball tourney in Mossley this weekend. No.
Oh. Not that far away.
Have fun getting snipped tomorrow, Pinder. You D-bag. Signed, Ladislav Schmid.
I doubt that's Laddie.
You don't think so?
No. I feel like Laddie's got bigger things to worry about.
No NFL talk. You guys are flat-footed.
It's week four of the preseason. No starters are going to play this week. We've got Jason Lockenfora next week when the season starts.
Is taking Adrian Peterson first overall a bad pick?
I wouldn't go there. I'd go receiver.
And finally, to everyone who listens to this show religiously, just so we can all enjoy this one together, the final text today, it's Carrot Top, you dummies. Thanks.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Enjoy the summer clear out sales event. Receive 0% for up to 84 months and employee pricing. Jeeps start at $15,997. Go to varsitychrysler.com.